Yes. Joy. All depending upon our vision. Vision coming through the mercy of Guru Vishnu. Otherwise, we cannot see Prabhupada in our vision. But any auspicious place, I have seen that there are some feelings will come, transcendental feelings. No doubt. There are some transcendental feelings come to us. Especially Aparad Bhanjan part in Navadvip. When I am going there also, I am feeling very peace in my heart. Even I have so many problems there. That is, I am the head servitor of that ashram. Then problem must come. And problem, if not problem, what we will do with that peaceful life? If not that problem. Problem giving us to serve properly. But always with me, that mucus problem. This is real problem for me. I want to serve 24 hours, but mucus problem not give me that chance. Actually, servitor's nature first must be submissive. And while submission, there is less problem. And when mission will get big form, then also so many varieties, difficulty will come. Now how much suffering is gone? They are not telling how much they are suffering, but we can feel when they cannot enter into London Bhaktivedanta manner. The people cannot go there. Is how much they are feeling problem. In Russia now also government some restriction given. When Russia was communist ruling in Russia, that time so many devotees hiding they tried to practice their life. Many also went to jail. But I am very happy that they are devoting a new Krishna consciousness. And everywhere it is, in Germany also. Germany now, in a white saffron cloth, they do not like, no? Some difficulties there. And in Singapore cannot enter with saffron cloth. Yes. Janardhan Maharaj forever stamped. He cannot go. Then some good name, some bad name, it will come to us. Everyone not will like us. No doubt. But ashram situation must be peaceful. And devotee will try to serve as possible better. But we cannot leave our ego. Ego is very distasteful for everyone. And we cannot leave ego. As possible, we shall try to leave ego. And ego giving much disturbance through calm, cold, lobe, mado, moha, matsar. And when I am seeing some of the devotee is disturbed by that, I am feeling very unhappy. And I am telling to them, you see how much I am tolerant. Then why are you not intolerant? How much I am tolerating, you see? Always I am telling it, at least I must be an example in front of you. My whole life, if you try to realize, you will see how many times I was in danger position. But by the grace of Guru Dev, Guru Maharaj, from all difficulties, I have got some relief. But again and again, it will come like the wave of ocean. That is the nature of this illusory environment. Who can tolerate? He will get benefit through that. Calm, growth, love, calm means desire, growth, angerness. Acha. Hey, Amar, hey, ashram cholchi amna chatte dey. Love. Greeds. Kanko, love, mother.
Madness, craziness,
moha, matsudra. Sometimes matsudra is very bad. Anyway, enviousness. But that's also can give good result to us. Narottam Das Thakur, he avoided that matsarjo. Nothing told about matsarjo. Matsarjo means enviousness. Nothing told about that. But for that, I try to understand. Hello?
Dad.
Then where we will live, we must try to proceed from that point to forward. No one wants to go back. But sometimes they are going back. If it is policy, that is another thing. But unfortunately going back from that position, that is very bad. And it will come in the scriptures there, you can see the scripture says, Utsahumai Dhan Ghanatarana. first so much enthusiasm will come, and later little less enthusiasm we can see. But that is very natural. That is when we use too so much word, after that feeling some tired. And that, like that, something coming. But Guru Maharaj has given one very nice example. I cannot forget. The Shivaji, Maharashtra, Chhatrapati Shivaji, fighting with Aurangzeb, and so much, and he was very strong fighter. And he acquired the Maharashtra at time. And he wants to send one message to other fort. But that is so long way. But necessary to give that news today. And tomorrow it will be very dangerous position. Then whom he will send, he is thinking. And his personal assistant name was Ram Das. And Shivaji's personal assistant means he can do anything like that. Then he called Ram Das. He said, you must give this news to other folk. And no one can do, I think. And Ram Das said, yes, as you say, I must do that. Not try to do, I must do that. That is the... You notice it. They try to do and must do. That is, there is so different. And until death I shall try. And not only try, I must do. Here is no excuse. That was Guru Maharaj's mentioning this. Then Ram Das taken that news, and his horse was very strong and nice horse. And he told his horse, today we must go there. And the horse also, hearing, may not be Bengali, but Maharashtra. Language of Ram Das, he understands. And the horse also, running. And so much cloud come in the sky, and rainfall. And Ram Das told two horse, we have no other way. We must go. And we must reach there within 6 o'clock evening. After 6 o'clock, the fort will be closed. Then they are going, and a horse cannot run. The way is very difficult, and the horse very hard, hard, try to run. And when Ram Das see the horse cannot carry himself, and he told the horse, we have no other way. We may die, but we must fulfill the desire of our master. That is, our master not only hear any excuse for this. That is our master's nature. Then what can I say? Our master, when ordered, it must be fulfilled. Then, before 1 minute, they reach in the fort, and fort closed. then that horse inside, horse fall down and dead. And Ramdas gave that news to that fourth master. And this is Guru Maharaj's example. Our master not really hear any excuse for this. We must follow the order of our master. This way Guru Maharaj gives his inspiration to us. And that way we proceeded as I am telling as possible, but it is not suitable for my master, this word, as possible. And you left, you know, Guru Maharaj said, no, this is my order, you must follow. And lastly, he given some chance to us, okay, but lastly he has seen that we are always losing our fortunate. Then final order, like Sivaji, the Ramdas, you can give it. But the Ramdas 2-3 times miss understanding, misunderstanding with Sivaji. But it was not Ramdas misunderstanding. Misunderstanding was Sivaji. But Ramdas not leave Sivaji. Then when Sivaji ousted that Ramdas, ousted by Sivaji once, but he not leave Sivaji. He changed his face and again come to Sivaji. And Sivaji asked, what is your name? He said, my name is Raghupati. Raghupati Das. He was Ramdas. My name is Raghupati Das. 2 times it's happened. Then finally, Sivaji recognized Ramdas and embraced Ramdas. Oh, you saved my life 2 times. But Prabhu, I am your servant. You can leave me, but I cannot leave my service to you. That was Ramdas's character. And Acharya Ramanuja's another example, Kuresh. He loses his eyes for Ramanuja. He told that king must kill you. Then you don't go there. Give your dress to me and take my dress and go away. But Ramanuja do not want to do that. Then he forcefully taken his garment, Ramanuja, and told Prabhu, if you allow, our sampradaya will get new life again, and if you will die, then sampradaya will be ruined. Then it is not possible, I am seeing it, that he will kill you. That is, you cannot consider the Lord Shiva is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You must say Narayan, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that king wants to rule, everybody will worship Lord Shiva, and Shiva is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if Ramanuja will say it, then everybody will take it. Then he called Ramanuja, you say, The Lord Shiva is the Supreme Personality of God. And Suresh knows, Suresh is dear disciple and associate. Suresh knows Ramanuj never will tell it. Then Suresh took Ramanuj's dress and Ramanuj gone. And he went to that meeting. And Ramanuj, when was 12 years old boy, that time he saved the king's daughter from the ghost. And no one can oust the ghost from king's daughter's body. But finally ghost himself told that there is one boy named Ramanuj. If he will come and give his feet dust to me, I shall get liberation. Then I shall leave your daughter. Otherwise, no one can oust me. Maybe they are big, Madam Pandit, for ousting ghost. Then Ramanuj was invited by king, and Ramanuj went there. And seeing Ramanuj, that ghost said, "Yo, I am so fortunate today, that is, I am getting mukti from this ghost body to get your fitness. Please give me that." And Ramanuj, his fitness taken and given that guard, and guard have got relief from ghost and ghost body. It's happened in young age. And that Ramanuj, again called by that king, Cholaraj. Chol is kingdom's name, Chol. And that king was that man. But he wants to rule over his country. The Lord Shiva is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and everybody worships Lord Shiva like that. But Ramanuj not to do that. Then he called Ramanuj, must do. Then when Suresh gone in form of Ramanuj, then Cholaraj thinking, the king of Chol, he is thinking he is Ramanuj. And he gave so much nourishment and honor to Ramanuj, then told, "You please tell, who is the supreme Lord Shiva or Narayana?" Then Suresh knows he will die. That is, that cruel king must kill me. But Suresh not surrender. Suresh told, we heard four Shiva equal to one cock, crow. There is measurement, Shiva means some pens like that. Pens, 100 pens, 1 pound, no? Like that, and four Shiva is one cock, and cock means crow. Yes, a bit. Then Ramanuj said, four Shiva equal to one cock. Which way Shiva is highest? He joked, and king was very angry. Then king told that this man saved my daughter's life in young age. that his son shall take his life, but I shall take his eyes. And order to take his eyes out. And Suresh was blind and gone. But Suresh had got life. Kuresh.
Yes.
Kuresh. Not Suresh. Yes. Then, after 2 years, maybe long time, from that day, he attacked by cancer, throat cancer, that man.
King.
And there was so much heat, krida, disturbance, germs, big germs, there was happening. And through that, king's name was Krimikanta. You heard it, no? Krimikanta. But after 5 years or something, 2 years, he dead. Then peace comes in that chosen country, and Ramanuj come back there. And Ramanuj preach Narayan conception again. Then Suresh joined with him, and Ramanuj Acharya said to Kuresh, go to Bharadaraj and pray for your eyes. Bharadaraj, give me back your eyes. And Kuresh went to Bharadaraj, but not prayed. He prayed to give me devotion. Then come back, and Ramanuj have seen Kuresh and no eyes. Then Ramanuj said, what happened? You must ask Bharadaraj. He told, no, I cannot pray for this mundane body. 2 eyes, what shall I do with 2 eyes? Now I am continuing this body happily. Then Ramanuj was little disturbed and told, you go and tell to Bharadaraj, I need your eyes. For my service, I need your eyes. He will give back your eyes. Then he went to Bharadaraj and ordered of Ramanuj. Then Kuresh had got 2 eyes again. Yes. And Kuresh was very intelligent. And his memory was too much sharp. When Bodhayan Bhashya, he is bringing from Kashmir, that time it is lost by the way, that is the knows that he is stealing that. Then they sent and took back, and Ramanuj was very disturbed, that is, he cannot make Sri Bhashya. He promised to his guru, I shall make Sri Bhashya. And he was very disturbed and cried. Then Kuresh said, Prabhu, you don't worry. Within 3 days I shall give you full Bhagavan Bhashya. And he said, which way? And Kuresh said, I all memorize. And when he memorized it, and he said, when you are sleeping, I am not sleeping that time. I am reading. Then all Bhagavan Bhashya I memorize. I shall give you the 3 days. Then, after taking that Bhagavan Bhashya, he makes Sri Bhashya. of Vedanta Darshan. Very nice Srivarshan. Acharya Ramana in his Sampradaya. Service. Means seva, and seva means bhakti. That is, bhakti was coming from bhaj dhatu. That is, word making from seva dhatu, root of word. Then there is devotion, there is no excuse, only service. And service to whom, that is the question. Service to Krishna, Mahaprabhu given that clue to us, which way you would serve to Krishna. That is, you cannot direct serve to Krishna, then through Guru Vaishnava you can do it. Only this way. Narayan taking the face of Brahmin, real Brahmin, if you feed the real Brahmin, and Narayan gets happiness. Like that Krishna will be so merciful if we will try to serve the servitor of Krishna. Then that is our life's goal actually. Madhvakta nanchadi bhakta teni bhakta tavam. Sadhavo Uridayam Majjan, Sadhunam Hidayantaham, Madarnatte Najananti Naham Tegbo, Managabi Jedara Garatitrapta, Praram Vitta Mimang Param, Praram Param Yata Kotantang Saptam Sai. This is all the slokas in ninth canto, no? Ninth canto, somebody is in Durbhasha there. You will see. Also put a large character in Srimad Bhagavat. They are also Mahiya Sang Padra Juhi Sekar Nai Sang Mati Stavadru Kramanghi Spishat Narthapu Gamu Jadastha Mahiya Sang Padra Juhi Sekar Niskincharanang Not really to Javar Matirina Krishna Parasa Satuva Mitubi Padjeta Griha Pradana Adan Prabhu Vid Pushadan Kamisram Puna Puna Chadvita Chadvana Tatsadhu Vanne Shuravadna. This is starting, no? Tatsadhu Vanne Shuravadchade Hinaan Sada Samudhi Vigna Dhyama Sadgraha Hittvatma Pata Vidhyavanna Kutam Banangatu Yadharimasai. This is the process. Mahaprabhu, given that process, humility, tolerance, and giving honor to others, then your path will be very smooth. Service, path of service, will be very smooth. No disturbance will arise there. Then you happily can serve your Lord. Many things may come in our life, but we want to leave the service to Krishna. Many disturbances can come. That is, I told, our ego, it cannot lead, cannot be humble, cannot be tolerant, cannot be giving honor to others, then difficulty will come. Through that, only ego. And judgment always is not perfect. Many can give many judgments. We will see what is the desire of our guru work. Some different come to our practicing life. We teach other. That is, we are all individual souls. Some difference must come. But finally, what we will try to see? We will try to see the central. Central means our guardian. What need our guardian? That we shall follow. See and follow. Then we must be tolerant. And I am telling that, I am how much tolerating. Many things happening, many I am. But I am thinking, I cannot live seva, and I cannot give permission to live seva to anyone. They can go many lines, they will choose many lines. But I cannot say no. I cannot say, yes, you go other side, this side, that side. I must say, no, you don't leave your seat. At least you stay in your seat. Sometimes I am telling many young girls in our mot, they are living. They have no so much seva actually there. But I am happy and I am telling, you are walking here. Other getting some inspiration, they hear many devotees. And that's also giving them life. You see, when Western devotee join in Krishna consciousness, then Krishna consciousness have got big form. Preaching, Krishna consciousness preaching, I've got big form. Saraswati Thakur, he makes 64 mot in India. But it was his very much powerful active. And he was Mahapur, then he can organize it. But it was not so big. But now Krishna consciousness movement is so big by the grace of Saraswati Thakur, no doubt. But it is so big, and when the Western world joined within the Krishna consciousness, they understand that this is only life. Actually, where is four kind of relationship with Lord. It is never we'll see any Lordship. Even not it is existing within Narayana. Santo, Dasya, Sukha, Vatsalya, Madhu. Only with Krishna that relationship will connect us. And Krishna himself, nowhere you will see a other type of preaching like Muslimism, like Christianism, like Buddhism. Nobody telling I am Lord. They are telling I am Banda Koda. Jesus Christ telling I am Son of God. Buddha Dev not telling I am the Lord, I have done tapasya, I have got mukti, and I have seen that way of mukti that I am telling to you. That was Buddha in me. But Krishna himself said, aham hi sarva yogyanam bhokta atma prabhu eva. then it is very clear. And also character of Krishna showing that. What Krishna doing? Everybody accepting that time also. Very honorable way. Yo, Krishna has done this. That is perfect. That is Krishna is Lord. When question comes, who will get first offering in this assembly? Whole India King's Assembly. Rajashriya Yogya. They are Vishwa there, everybody thinking Vishwa will get it. But when question come, now Yudhishthira said, who is the super, he please take this offerings. And he ordered to maybe Nakul Sahadev, yeah, you take decision from this assembly. And Vishwadev standing and told, what is question here? The fire, Krishna is existing. Krishna is living here. Then Krishna will get first offering. But that time Krishna has so many many things. But Krishna have got that. So now, I'll get a little breakfast. Last night I cook little too. Hare Krishna. Hatta dhuta veda. I shall take breakfast for
my toilet. Right, when you're telling a story, even Shakespeare did not tell a story like that in English.
But very quick, Vajomahi will become adult. No?
Yeah.
Very quick become adult. When she was 26 years old, that time, up to that not old, was adult. But within half a year, within half a year, he become adult. And her face, you see, like mustache.
Yeah, in English we call it your niche, Maharaj, finding your niche.
You see, would you want his face? He is living in Purvabhanga. And from there, he heard that sloka. And he told to the meeting, Guru Maharaj memorized, and Guru Maharaj told us. And I am thinking it is very best process. You may not be merciful to me, but you must be merciful to me, that is my master is your dear friend. But it is in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees' expression, like Dasa Goswami. Dasa Goswami says, Nirupadhikaruneena Sri Sati Nandaneena Tai Kapati Satovi Tatmiena Arkitosmi Iti Kulmama Yajda Yajkata Yukkam Agrimnam Nijanikata Nibasam Dehi Govardhanatam. I have no quality and qualification, but so merciful Lord Sri Satchidananda, who is ocean of mercy to the conditioned soul, he has given me to your form as Giriraj. I may be unqualified, और मेरी मैंने आई हैव नो क्वालिफिकेशन बट सचिदानंद महाप्रभु इज गिवन टू लोटस फीट ऑफ योर डिवाइन फॉर्म. He given me, offered me to your lotus feet. Then cannot ignore you. Anyway, you bestow your mercy upon me. This is Dasgupta Swamiji. But Bengali expression, the Allah kon gune tarai di Allah wala gadi. I have no quality or qualification, but Gadi who is only qualified servitor of you, you take me for your service. Oh Allah, this is expression. Every higher is good things. But comparative study, if we do, we must proceed to Krishna consciousness.
चाइल्ड को मैंने चाइल्ड देखते हार्फोर्ड कोई देखो सीएमसी
in Vaishnavism, especially to Matsurya, some inauspicious attitude will come, that is called Mukha Vancha, Sajujyam. And through that, and for that, not mention the Narottama Thakur about Matsurya. That is, we cannot use Matsurya, means for enviousness. Anyway, in the service to Krishna, for that not given chance, not from the Thakur, to keep Matsurya anyway in service line, service mode to Krishna. That is main cause. Kam Krishna Karmarpane, your desires, everything, what you have, you can use for the service to Krishna. And it is possible. Growth bhakta desidami, growth we have. That's also higher is Krishna bhakta living, if there are any disturbance will come, if we have that capacity, we can use that growth to anger, to anti-devotee. This way, Narottama Thakur said, Kam Krishna Paramatpade, Krodh Bhakta Desijane, Lobh Sadhu Sangye Hori Katha. In Greek, grids or in grids?
Grid.
Grid. If we have, that's also we can use for hearing. From the sadhus, hearing Krishna katha from sadhu, and if we have mood of intoxicated, we can use that also for glorifying the Krishna, His mercy and His devotee's mercy, and if we have some moha, illusion, not illusion.
Bewilderment.
Yes.
Moha means we are bewildered.
We are not getting the association of Krishna, who is always living within us, always living everywhere, and His mercy flowing everywhere, blowing everywhere, but I am not getting that mercy. That way, separation, mood of separation with Krishna, we can feel it, use our moha. Yeah, I have no money, I have no man, etc. Some feelings we have, but not use that way that feeling. Yeah, Krishna is everywhere, I am not getting His association. Krishna is everywhere, I am not getting His mercy. Krishna's devotee is everywhere, but I am not, I am unfortunately missing their association, like that. That is called moha. Nijukta koribo yathapatha. This way, our feelings we can change. The mood of the feelings we can change. For the service to Krishna. For Krishna. But there is matsarya, have no place. And further Srimad Bhagavat said, ये धर्म प्रोचित कोई तो बोल मत्सर निर्मत्सर आनाम शका ये साधु इफ देयर इज एनी गुड क्वालिटी वी कैन से ही साधु बट साधु समटाइम्स हैव सम मत्सर बट Krishna Bhakta, that is, he is Nishkam, he has no desire except the service to Krishna, then there is no place of Matsabja. Anyone getting much good service, I am not getting that good service, then I shall not use my matsarya means enviousness to him, but I shall try to make myself as his good quality. I shall try to collect that good quality, but not to be envious to others. He has that good quality, he is serving, but I am not that quality, but I need that quality, but not to be envious to him. That is necessary. Anyway, Matsanti is not good in the line of practice Krishna consciousness. Practicing Krishna consciousness line, Matsanti anyway cannot stay. Krishna's many forms of God, that is Krishna, Narayan, Chaturbhuha, Yugavatar, Gunavatar, Manantaravatar, they are also millions of devotees, they are worshipping that God. But higher is Krishna's worshipping going. That is actually not worshipping. That is satisfaction for Krishna. And other places everywhere we use the word worshipping. But Krishna, there is not usable this word, worship. Actually, satisfaction. I think this is the best word for the satisfaction of Krishna. If it is worshiping, then worshiping. I do not know English. But main point is that if Krishna is satisfied, then I am satisfied. There is no my interest anyway. Whole interest for the service to Krishna and for his satisfaction. The Krishna conception is different from Vidhi Marga. But there are also some Vidhi Marga. They are worshipping Krishna. But our destination not that. Our destination is Brajendra Nandan Krishna. Mahaprabhu said, and there is only satisfaction for Krishna, everything ready. And everybody ready for the satisfaction of Krishna. Love and affection, they are love yes, to love the Lord Kali. The love and affection, there is property of the satisfier. Actually, there is difficulty for it is distributed, mass distributed, this property by Mahaprabhu and also his devotees. But actually it is very exclusive, but mass distributed, that conception, mass distributed. Only it happened when Mahaprabhu come, by Mahaprabhu and by his associates. Otherwise it is very rare, and fortunately we have got some connection with that layer. But that plane, we have got some connection with that plane. But mostly that if we are not purified, our attachment and attention going to Vidhi Marga. That is, there is so many things in Vidhi Marga. We can see in the line of Vedas. And activity in this mundane is we are seeing in this mundane the activities of the practitioners facilities. Physical facilities. But everything in Krishna Lila, that is, physically they are not so much attached. We can see something, they are showing attachment. But mentally they are attached too much with Krishna pastimes, Krishna. And Mahaprabhu is all devoted like that. But when we are in the line of Mahaprabhu, we must be conscious about our line and about our position. There is only possibility to go imitation line, imitative line, and no other possibility. Only imitative line, if we will be conscious for that, then problem not will come to us for our practice. Because we are not following so much the Vidhi Marga. Even although we are unqualified and trying to make ourselves qualified through some Vedic instructions, and it is also necessary. The scripture said, "The Shruti Sriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidhim Vina." ঐকান্তিক হরের ভক্তির উৎপাতায় কল্পতে যে দি ইনস্ট্রাকশনস অফ দি বেদাস অ্যান্ড পুরাণাস অ্যান্ড দি ফর্মালিটি অফ দি পঞ্চরাত্র ফর দি প্র্যাকটিশনার্স ইট ইজ নেসেসারি টু ফলো Asuri Prabhu, what is new? Yesterday you went to Kalyu's house, no? You tried to contact with him by phone, and you have got that. I shall try to phone call him today. And if I shall think it is necessary to go there, I thinking how long I shall stay in Calcutta is not known, and how long he will stay in Calcutta, that's also I do not know. Yes. You study medical friend, no? You study his friend came here. Yes. Householder. But it's not there, Visho is poison that is good for us. Then we must use the Visho is wealth, but very carefully. Otherwise, our devotional spirit we will lose, and it will go in business life. And for that, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur said, one paise, if you collect 100 rupees, that is best. But if one man will give 1 lakh rupees, and digestion, that 1 lakh rupees is very heavy. Saraswati Thakur said, everybody giving 1 paise, they have no attachment for 1 paise, then you not will get attachment for that. And 1 lakh rupees, they have attachment. And through that attachment, your mind also will be polluted. It is very dangerous to digest money from others. But money is necessary for our service. We are trying to get it, but carefully. Always we must be careful. The Vishaya cannot pollute us. We want to do good for them, good for us. We not will forget it. Where is mission big, there is, substance is very small. Day by day, substantial, the property, that is going small. If we are not careful, but if we are careful, no problem. For that, if willingly they will serve, that is very good. But they not will serve willingly, no doubt. But we can give some inspiration carefully. I can take his father more money. His father offered me more, many things. But I have not given my hearing. Even my hearing I not give him. His father wants to give his house there in 7A, Nakurkundu Road. That house was in the name of his father. And he wants to give me that. But I answer him, here is 2-3 mark. They are preaching here very nicely. If I shall make here another mountain, I shall also try to get their share of service from the people. Then not necessary. We have mountain other side. That is good for us. We will try to convince their people. At least we can serve their people. And here we will take some share from Chaitanya Gauriya Mart, from research institute, from Dharma Pracharini Sabha, and other one mot is there, that is Siddhanta Maharaj's mot. Then some class, some teaching will come, and some competition will come. I told him very gently to his father. And another place was his, a big land, 6 kattas of land, near to Ujjala Cinema. That land also he was to me. Finally, he already given me his one flat. Badly, he given his one flat in 10 10 some sea garden road names I forgot. That is our one devotee of Bodh Maharaj going to that devotee house and staying there. 2 rooms we have. But that flat he told when he took initiation from me on behalf of Guru Maharaj, I gave mala to him. And he told, this is my Guru Dakshina I gave him. And I heard it. Then when he wants to talk about that house, I told him, you have property, you can keep me. But I shall use for the service to Krishna, I must see that. But which way I shall use your flat? Yeah. Residential flat. 1 day, 2 days they can follow it. Then 3rd day when big Sankirtan will go there, and neighbors will give objection. I want that flat also. Then they will give objection. Then we will be in trouble. And if you give your flat, I am not a grihastha man. I shall live there. Only for my living, I shall take it. For my living, 10 by 10, 1 room is sufficient. Why I shall take your flat there? You give your daughter the flat. And he killed his daughter. Then 4 things he wants to do. Oh, yes, that was very big. His business, 50% business he wants to transfer to my name.
What kind of business?
He has transport business, big transport business, going to Bombay, going to Delhi.
Truck.
That business. And then I told he wants to make me businessman. Lastly, you inspire me for sannyas, and now he wants to make me businessman. With your property, it is not good. He said, no, not necessary. They will give you the profit for your service. I told that time I must feel this is not full profit, maybe it is 25% and they are taking 75%, then I shall be unhappy, I shall be angry, many things will come to me and I do not want it. He knows something that Radhana knows something. That is, he has little fear to me. Always he is little fear to me. Actually, we need to serve our Guru Gaudama Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu's mission. Our Guru Vargo want to spread that mission. And that is our service we are thinking. Otherwise we will not think it is our service also. our Goswamis, what they have done? They stayed in the Vrindavan under one tree and not offering to Krishna with salt. They are collecting some shark means spinach, and boiling and offering to Krishna. And Krishna said, "Oh Sanatan, at least you give some salt." Sanatan said, "Oh, you have no deficiency anyway, but when you are proposing this, I think so for me you want to do. Your prasadam I said, take, and for me you want to give some salt. But where I shall go for collect the salt? If it is necessary, you can arrange for you, but not for me." Then Mother Mohan said, "If I shall collect, you have no objection?" Then Sanatana said, "What? I shall give objection. If your wish, you can do that." Then one man's big boat, man's boat, it is of stuck in the mud and going. And they are trying so much, not happened. Then that boat proprietor have got one dream. Yeah, under that tree, one sadhu, if he will touch your boat, it will be released from the mud. Then he comes to Sanatana Goswami, "Oh, Sadhu Baba, I have got this dream. Please you come. I am losing so much. There is 7 days my boat not going from here." Then Sanatana Goswami, Paradukkha-dukkhi, he is sad to hear that he is suffering. Then he went and touched that boat. Stuck free from that mud. Then that man thinking, "Oh, he's a great sadhu, no doubt. Then he come and prayed to Sanatana Goswami, "You have pity. I have got to be free. I ask to make for you people. It is the foundation." Then Sanatana Goswami said to Krishna, "If it is your desire, what can I say?" Then Madan Mohan temple started there. It was a very deep temple. That temple is demolished. This is the history of all Goswami. And we must remember the Goswami. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur said, "We can stay in Calcutta. We can stay in the air conditioned room anywhere, but we not lose our feelings, temperament. We are the servant of the Guru Pranam. Anywhere we can stay, we lose our mood of service to our Guru work. we are very happy to see the devotees are very happy. If devotees are not happy, then what do you do with that property or anything? And for the service to others, parupokar, that is called parupokar. Parupokar, two kinds of meanings. One is super benefit for others, and other meaning is do good for general people who are not enlightened by Krishna consciousness. Give Krishna consciousness to them, and Krishna will be happy. That is called parupokar. You are living time. But Bhagavad followers, sadhu, they are fresh and clean, unalloyed quality. It is said in second sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma Prajita Goyda Vutra Brahmo Nir Matsara Vankana. Matsa, that is called, what is?
Enviousness.
Not always that. What he write? Write for all. Top to bottom, the conditioned soul, which way they will get relief from this environment, and for their position, for their quality, for their gradation. I wrote many things
according to their gradation.
According to their gradation, he composed many scriptures. Composed and revealed through him many scriptures. That is good. But lastly, he filled by the grace of his Guru, Narada Goswami, the full feeling of the Lord's play in his clean mind. Then he expressed that in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, fulfilling of his Lord's play, Krishna's play, he has said, bhakti yogena manasi sammak pranidhyam. Sammak, this word, is very strength. Complete. Lawyers use the Samnak word very much. In law point, they use Samnak Alochanam. Samnak Alochanam means completely discussion After finish the complete discussion, then we are taking this discussion. Sammak alochana, that glorious stuff. Radhapni! Yes, call Radhapni, I cannot wait.
Radhi. Asman divya dhavushtheyam,
gandhav goishta dhavushtheyam. And so much spending energy, we will try to collect later. We must try to collect so many elephants for fighting with Duryodhana party. So many rocks, so many horses, and many things, so many weapons, so many kings, help, and so much austerity, and spending so much energy, we will try to collect all this. What for? No, for defeating Duryodhana. But now Duryodhana already defeated by Gandharva. Then we are benefited. Why you shall go for take him, to release him? Why you shall go to release him? But Yudhishthira said, no. When from outside attack will come to anyone of our family, we will be together. Then we are now 105. But when we will fight with each other, then they are 100, we are 5. But now they are also our family. Then we cannot ignore it. You and Arjuna must go and release him. But Bhimsen do not want us to do. But Arjuna said, what Maharaj Yudhishthira said, that is true. Then we must follow. And Chitraraj was afraid of Arjuna. And he first threw an arrow and stopped his proceeding to their own destination. Then Chitraradha had seen everywhere the arrow and covered by arrows. Arjuna had that type of weapon. He can make the iron arrow and can cover through mantra. Then Chitraradha not got the way to go. Then he had seen back, there is Arjuna. And Arjuna said, oh my friend, please come and hear from me. It is order of Maharaj Yudhishthira, you leave. And Chitraraja was surprised. So you foolish, you do not know what for they came. They came to insult you here in the jungle. And they are not happy to send you jungle. Again they try to insult you and he wants to release you. What foolishness you have. But Arjuna said, yes, it is true. But it is order of Yudhishthira, I must carry out. Then please forget that I am telling my friend, you will be released. But Chitraraja said, no, without fighting I shall. Then fighting started. And Chitraraja knows he will be defeated. Then he come back with Duryodhana and others also, friends of the children. They went come in front of Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira said, religion, everybody has got religion. And Yudhishthira said, not to do again, go. And they were very sad. That is, they have got mercy of Yudhishthira. Before that, they want to die, but not want to take mercy of Yudhishthira. Duryodhana was very proud, but today that's happened. Then he wants to die. And everybody gone. Then Yudhishthira said to Chitradatta, come, you are now my guest. I'm giving some honor. And Chitradatta asked, why you give opportunity to again welcome to against you? Yudhishthira said, it is my religion, I am Khatriya. And kingdom Hastina, that is our kingdom. Maybe we are defeated, but then we are in jungle. Not defeated by fighting. Another way. And they will get result after finishing this period. But in the meantime, we cannot forget who we are. The prince of the Hastina. Anyhow, Mahatah, there is this shloka. Mahatah hi prajatneena Mahabharata. Astasya gajapati hi nesha. Last word. Asmābhīr yadavuṣṭeyaṁ gandharva-istādavuṣṭi. What was necessary to do with so many things, that is defeat to Duryodhana. And now Duryodhana defeated. That was Bhimsena's happiness. So when ISKCON and other party will fight from the illusion and Maya, there we are same, brother. Our feelings like that. But when they will fight with Sridhar Maharaj and others, then we are very small quantity, maybe five. But against Maya, our five. That is big sadhana. And this way we shall try to consider our whole mission.